exegesis of the Holy Quran.
In the name of Allah, the Creator of mankind. Salam alaikum. We are happy to fulfill the promise we gave you last Thursday to start the commentary on Surah An-Nisa verse by verse from this episode. You, as the listeners of the Call of Islam Radio, remember that in the previous episode, Dr. Bakhshayesh presented a general sketch of Surah An-Nisa to make it as an introductory program for the coming programs. There, we first talked about the name of the surah, the number of its verses, its occasion of revelation, its rank in chronological order, its order in the existing Quran, its virtue, and its length. Then we explored the objectives presented in this chapter and enumerated them to 6 headings. They were establishing some social laws, sustaining family as a basic social unit, protecting the disabled like orphans or infants, establishing an Islamic government with an emphasis on the necessity to obey divine leaders, making Muslims alert to their enemies, and finally, encouraging Muslims to migrate from the territory of Kufr. After that, we categorized the content of the surah into 4 categories, a list of which is religious doctrines, ethical issues, sharia or Allah's commandments, as well as several marginal issues. Now, in this program, Dr. Bakhshayesh is going to deal with 5 problems. First, the fact that people are created from a single soul is interpreted. Second, how Eve was created is discussed. Third, a question is answered, and that is, how the offspring of Adam and Eve were multiplied. Fourth, the advice Allah gives Muslims is looked at. And finally, the meaning of Raqib is elaborated on. Now we invite you to listen to Hujjat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, Dr. Bakhshayesh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last session, we gave a general picture of the topics and the objectives which are dealt with by this chapter and those topics which are mentioned in this chapter. But from this session, we begin from the beginning by the first
Allah,
verse.
Allah, 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 Allah.
تساءلون به O mankind, be wary of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created its mate from it, and from the two of them scattered numerous men and women. Be wary of Allah in whose name you adjure one another and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is watchful over you.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. O mankind, O people, اتقوا ربكم. Be wary of your Lord, or be pious and observe your Lord. Who is this Lord? الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة, who created you from a single soul. وخلق منها زوجها, and created its mates and spouse from it. وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, and from the two of them scattered numerous men and women. واتقوا الله, and be wary of Allah, and watch Allah. الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, in whose name you adjure one another and the wombs. إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Indeed, Allah is watchful over you. This was the worldly translation of this first verse of chapter An-Nisa.
اللهم رب النور العظيم, رب النور العظيم,
are some points which are mentioned that I shed some light on it. The first point which is mentioned in this verse is whether all people are created from a single soul. Because we read الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ, it means Allah Almighty who created you from a single soul. There are two possibilities here. The first is that all human beings are created from a single archetype. That is, this archetype is the nature of human being. So if we say that Allah who created you from a single soul here, a single soul, it is one by archetype or one by quality or nature. This is the first possibility. And the second possibility is that this single soul, the singleness or oneness of soul, is one by individual, like one individual person. And we know that all believers in divine religions, they believe that all generations of human being are coming from one father, who is Adam. So this is the second possibility. And the difference is that a single soul here means one particular person, and that is Adam. But the first possibility was that this single soul does not refer to one singular person. It refers to the nature of human being. And the nature of human being is one nature, is one, not two. So these are two possibilities. And as a matter of fact, the commentators of Quran, they regard the first possibility unlikely. The majority of them support the second possibility, and that is this single soul refers to one particular person, who is Adam.
Ya Rahman, Ya Dhal Jalal, Ya Hay, Ya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Kamal, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Dhal Jalal, Ya Hay, Ya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Kamal, Ya Mdabbir Al-Akwan, Shayyan Wara Shay, Sharqan Wa Gharban, Thum Janub Shimal, Shimal, Shimal.
Ya Allah, Ya
The second point which is mentioned here by this verse is about the creation of Eve. And there are also, like before, two possibilities concerning the creation of Eve. How Eve was created? The first possibility suggests that Eve was created from the very nature that Adam was created. So, if we read الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا and created its mate from it, it here refers to the soul. According to the first possibility, it means Eve was created from the nature of human being. And the second possibility is that and created its mate from it, here it refers to the soul, and here soul means Adam. So the second possibility is that Allah created Eve from some parts of Adam, and according to some reports, it is the left rib of Adam. They said that Allah made Adam to sleep, and after he went to sleep, God took the left rib of Adam and created Eve from this rib. So this is mentioned by some invalid and unsound traditions, and as a matter of fact, there are many traditions from Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon them, that they strongly rejected this possibility. So according to celebrated traditions of Islamic traditions, in particular the Shiites and those followers of Ahlul Bayt, it is not true and it is not correct to say that Allah created Eve from some part or some organ of Adam, but Allah created Eve from the very nature from whom Adam was created. And it is to be mentioned that the second possibility, I mean the fact that Eve was created from the left rib of Adam, is mentioned in Old Testament Book Creation, chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. And some people, some commentators, believe that this tradition and this idea has come from the word of Judaism into Islam. But Islam has strongly, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, they strongly rejected this possibility.
إلهي
The third point here to be mentioned is how Allah multiplied the offspring of Adam and Eve, because we know that according to Islam and to revealed religion, it is haram for brother and sisters to marry one another. So how was it possible for the children of Adam to reproduce and to marry? There are some possibilities. The first possibility is that it is true that in some Shariat law, it is haram for sisters and brothers to marry one another. But at that time, I mean at the time of Adam and Eve, it was not haram. So brothers married their sisters, or the sisters were married to their brothers. And this topic, this point is mentioned in some traditions from Ahlul Bayt. And also, this possibility is in accordance with the apparent meaning of this verse, because it reads, "And from the two of them scattered numerous men and women, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً." We read, from two of them. These two of them are Adam and Eve. And from these Adam and Eve, Allah scattered numerous men and women. It means there was not somebody else from outside to help them or to be married to them in order to scatter numerous men and women. The second possibility, however, is that Allah brought some Huri, it means the divine girls from Eden, and they came and they were married to the children of Adam. This possibility also is mentioned by some traditions, but unfortunately, this possibility is not in accordance with the apparent meaning of this verse as it is mentioned. The third possibility is that the children of Adam married the survivors of human beings before Adam, because we have some tradition that before Adam there used to be other human beings, and at the time of creation of Adam there were some survivors of them. So some traditions suggest that the children of Adam married the survivors of the creatures before Adam. This possibility also is not in accordance with the apparent meaning of this verse, but still is one of the possibilities.
Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah.
The fourth point which is mentioned in this verse is this suggestion and advice to Muslims to observe blood relations. It means those members of a family, like children and parents, they should observe one another and they should visit one another. They are not allowed to, and they are prohibited to cut off their relations. And this part of verse reads, "In whose name you adjure one another and the wombs." The womb means the womb of a mother. So those people or those member who belong to the same womb, it means those who have the same mother. These people are those who belong to the same parents, father and mother. So they should visit one another and they should observe one another and visit one another. They are not allowed to cut their relation. And also, it is very important to mention here that this issue is a level to the issue of taqwallah. It means the observance of God or being pious. So it is
Allah,
very important.
Allah, ya Allah, Allah. Allah, ya Allah, Allah.
another point which is mentioned here is that the verse reads, indeed Allah is watchful over you. Raqib means watchful, and also it means somebody who from a higher position, when he supervises or monitors those things or those people who are lower than him, he is called a watchful man. And here it is mentioned that it is Allah who himself is watchful over you. So everything is under the eyes of God. And Allah, as a matter of fact, is supervising everything, is monitoring everything. Anything which happens in the society or in the relations between people, Allah is the one to look at it and to see that. So on the day of judgment, nobody can deny that if he committed a sin, to deny that, because Allah himself was a watchful over us. So we have to be pious and be mindful every time that we are under the eyes of God and Allah is watching us. Everything is under his eyes. So we have to obey Allah and to practice and to put into practice his laws of Shariat and the like. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi al-atham.
سبحانك 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 سبحانك
Joining us. Tomorrow we'll be again with you with a commentary on the second verse of Surah An-Nisa. So don't forget to tune in at www.coiradio.com. Goodbye until tomorrow.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين إن سألتم عن كتابي فهو قرآن كريم ضم دستور الحياة وحوى نور المبين وحوى نور المبين If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran.